Earlier today, China retail sales and home prices produced discouraging reads, though interestingly enough, global markets have seen little fallout on the data. This seems to be a bit of a theme right now. We've seen a lot of reason for the euro to be trading lower, yet the single currency has been finding strong support. We've seen plenty of reason for the US dollar to keep pushing higher, yet things have slowed down here. And it goes on and on. Our point here goes back to what we highlighted in our special report for last week's ECB decision. We talked about the balance of risk and how much has already been priced in. And so it does feel like a lot of what we know has already been fully priced in, leaving room for some moves the other way. A lot of the focus will now shift to this week's Fed decision. A 25 basis point cut has been fully priced in, so it'll likely come down to the tone of Wednesday's decision. Key standouts on Monday's calendar ahead come from an ECB Lagarde speech, German Eurozone and UK manufacturing PMI reads, Eurozone wage growth, Canada housing starts, New York Empire manufacturing, and some US PMI reads. That's all for now.